Wake up, it's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys? I hope you guys are doing well out there. Good afternoon, good evening, and tonight, good night for all my international watchers, and welcome to another week of Morning Motivation. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. Go ahead and load up the comments with all the good mornings. I hope you guys are doing well out there. I hope you guys had a fantastic and wonderful weekend. I'm going to go ahead and pull up my show notes for you guys today, but I am super, super excited. I studied so much over the weekend and have so many topics and great things to share with you guys. I hope you guys are subscribed to my YouTube channel, because when you are, you'll see on my community page, I share videos and books with you guys all the time. So make sure you guys check that out. And I'm going to say good morning in a second. But let's go ahead and say our morning prayers and give God all the glory and praise today, because we are alive and we're ready for another week. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up. Thank you for being able, allowing us to be a blessing to one another once again. I pray that my message comes through you and it touches as many hearts and minds as possible. Please allow everyone listening and that will watch later, give them strength, discernment, perseverance, purpose, just everything they need on the journey to walk right in your sight. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And if you are not spiritual or you are not religious, I hope that is okay that I prayed for you anyway. Everybody is welcome here. And when I say God, you can replace that with Allah, whomever suits best for you and fits your beliefs, because I believe God loves us all and how we get to him is our own personal business. Okay. But I thank you guys so much for being here today. And I want to go ahead and shout out everybody in the comments. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Nubian Butterfly. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning. I really would love to know your name, Lilio Girl. good morning. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Melindy. Good morning, Melindy. Thank you. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, Destiny. Amen. I hope you guys had a beautiful and wonderful weekend. Let me know what you guys did down below. Friday, I did a lot of work. Was it Saturday? I did some work also, but me and my honey went to Piedmont Park and it was beautiful. It was so nice to walk around. Then we went to dinner. And then yesterday I did some more work. I did a lot of reading. We read The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, which I highly recommend anybody to read it. It is in Brittany's bookstore. I shared the live link. You guys can listen to it for free on YouTube. I shared that with you guys because one of my good friends, Brittany, her name is Miss Brittany M. Or Brittany Craft here on YouTube. She's a part of the millennial family. And she shared the book on Friday or Thursday. And I listened to it the entire weekend and it was life-changing and mind-blowing. Good morning, Nelson. Good morning. Good morning, Turquoise. So we're going to talk about it today. Good morning, Chels. Oh, good morning from London. It's probably like the afternoon over there, but good morning. Thank you guys for tuning in. But the book was super, super powerful. I highly recommend you reading it. It changed my mindset so much around money and changed my mindset so much around getting to the things that we want to get, and its alignment with spiritual beliefs as well. So I highly recommend. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Such a Lady. And there are so many things that I learned from listening to that book that I wanted to bring you guys this week. So that will be the book that I'm going to be giving away this week, is The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. I already listened to it. I ordered mine. So I don't have it physically here. We're going to talk about it. Super excited to talk to you guys about it. And I'm going to actually gift one of you the Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I've already sent out all of the book giveaway winners. We did not have one Friday. So this Friday, we'll have two winners. So make sure you guys are subscribed. Make sure you guys are, you know, tuning in, saying good morning, being a part of the conversation, because the more you interact, the more chances you have of winning a book. And if you've already entered, don't worry, you're good to go. So all you have to do is follow me on Instagram. I'll put my Instagram banner up here now. Follow me on Instagram, and in my Instagram bio is how you can enter the giveaway. It says free giveaway here. Enter and you're good to go. But it's such a good book. So if you've read it, let me know in the comments. If you haven't read it, let me know in the comments. And I want to give a disclaimer. So when I go over the book topics, when we're talking about the book, right? And I'm saying this to you guys, I might have to repeat myself depending on who comes in later. If I say rich people X, Y, and Z and poor people X, Y, and Z, the book references just the mindset. It has nothing to do with financially. It has nothing to do with pinpointing people's economic downturns, or maybe you're having a slow bit. It's not anything to poke fun of or belittle. It's just a mindset. So if you hear me say rich people and you hear me say poor people, I'm talking about mindset. I'm not talking about financially or people with, like, you know, your monetary status. I'm talking about mindset, okay? Because I wanted to dive into this book. Super, super, super good. And I also watched Pastor Torre Roberts. I shared this also on my Instagram, and I believe I shared it on my community page. They also did a really, really good sermon this weekend also. And I felt like everything that I listened to was just like confirmation, giving me tools. Right now, there is an energy shift going on in the universe. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if people are being like divided or put in different categories. But if you have been doing, you know, planting your seeds, tending to your mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial gardens, I really feel like there's going to be an abundance shift or abundance kind of like flow going on into people's lives. I'm feeling it myself. I'm seeing it. I've manifested a few things on my vision board, like tangibly, that I was like very shocked. And that's why we can't be too pigeonholed on where our blessings come from. We have to be open and in the flow of receiving. We have to be in the flow of giving. Everything that we've been talking about on the morning motivation thus far, right? Everything on that I share on this channel and to share in these lives are just to help you further your biggest dream for yourself. And I want to apologize to you guys, because in the past episodes, I've said that, hey, if you don't, you know, want these things, that's okay. You can dream big. I coddled y'all a little bit. I coddled y'all because I didn't know any better. And I'm working on my life coaching certification and learning new materials and developing myself, I'm going to challenge you all too. We cannot stay on our comfort zones in order to get to the next level. We cannot stay in our comfort zones in order to get rich. And there's nothing wrong with that. I want you guys to debunk the myth that being rich is bad. If you have any qualms about being rich, whether you don't like rich people, whatever the case may be, you need to read The Science of the Millionaire, or The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And again, it's on my community page. I will share it again in the description box after this live stream. So make sure you guys check it out. It's absolutely free, but we have to get it going, you guys. I cannot sit here as your guys's, motivational dose every day and tell you that being comfortable is okay, or being stagnant is okay, or, you know, not having the money in your account that you need to survive or to get by is okay. Yes, there will be seasons, but at the same time, we got to get to it. We have it. So much time, not enough time, so much to do. You know what I mean? But I don't want to give anybody anxiety. I hope you guys are excited. And if you listen to what I shared with you guys over the weekend, you will get excited. You will want to step up. You will want to be on a different plane. So let's jump into the book, right? Oh, let me know in the comments down below. Let me check out the comments, see what you guys are doing. Good morning, Driven Dreamers. What is the title of the book? Oh, let me move this out of the way. Sorry, y'all. Let me move this. The title of the book, and let me get it right, because I think I said it wrong a couple times. Let me go to my library, because I listened to the entire thing. It is 5 hours. But if you turn off your music and you just drive and you listen, or you're just in the house cleaning up, you can get the 5 hours. But it's The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And what I loved about this book, I've read plenty of, you know, motivational books about money and motivational books about getting to the next level. This one just hit different. this one just hit different. Even my honey, we were listening to it together in the car. It hit different. And I will say that anybody that you guys are matching up with, that you're interested in marrying or dating, make sure you guys are on the same page. And it doesn't have to be the same page every single time, but you get to a page or get on the same wavelength about money and about where you're going and about your goals and about what you want to do together, the intent of your relationship. That is going to be crucial for your financial success. And the book doesn't just focus on financial success. It really focuses on mindset, which shifts everything else in your life. Good morning, Juliana. Good morning. Let's see. Driven Dreamer says, yes, love a good challenge, such a powerful mindset. Thank you so much. Emily, good morning. But this book really, really breaks down so many different variables. So let's just jump into it. I've been talking enough. Let's just jump into it. So remember, when I say rich people and when I say poor people, I'm talking about mindset, right? So rich people believe I create my life. We always talk about that here. We always talk about being responsible and taking the reins of your life, knowing that you are in charge. You and God are in charge of your life. Things may happen to you, but you are bigger than those things. You can conquer any challenge. God already got you past that challenge and graduating and dealing with him and dealing with her and all of these different things, your parents, childhood trauma. He already got you past all those things, right? So no challenge is too big for you. So we know that we create our lives because we take responsibility. We stand in our power. We understand that we are creators of everything that we want in life, that only we can stop us from getting certain places. And if we can't get there yet, that just means that the blessing is just delayed. That means we might have a little bit more work to do. It means that we have to maybe fine tune a few things or rework our strategy. But we have to ensure that we understand that we create our life. So it says, rich people believe I create my life. Poor people believe life happens to me. When you are somebody who just sits back and let life just crash you and just say, oh, I don't know, and just let things pile up, you're not being proactive in your life. You know, our days are, the older we get, the shorter our days are getting, the less time it feels like we have, right? Even the Bible tells us that. When you're a child, it feels like forever until Christmas comes. It feels like forever until, you know, your mom says, hey, 1 minute, I'll get you that 1 minute. I remember being a kid and being like, dang, 1 minute is forever. Because it felt like that. But as we get older, time is just fly. So time is going to wait for nobody. We've said that before. So you have to be proactive and create the life you want. Now, in the midst of creating the life that we want, and I know that some of this, if you guys have been rocking with me, Morning Motivation Crew, if you've been here from the beginning, some of this is going to be repetitive, but it's a good thing that you're hearing this again. However, if you're new and it's your first time, listen up. For some of y'all, this is going to be like, Brittany already said it, told us this, but all of this was confirmation. So I want to continue to share. So when we're in the midst of creating the life we want, we need to seek the kingdom of heaven to seek our next steps in life and to seek our next level. And what does that mean? Some people think that means you have to be stuck to one religious belief. And I personally don't believe that to be true. To each their own. That's going to be between you, your God, your ministry. But when I say the kingdom of heaven, what I mean is putting God in the center of everything you do. Before you make a decision, you need to pray about it. Before you open a business, you need to pray about it. Before you start a relationship and you get your heart intertwined with somebody else, you need to pray about it. When God is in the center of everything that you do and it's in alignment with your life, things will happen. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but that's when you know you're on the right path. That's when you know God can direct it and God can move and God can go in there and put his secret sauce into stuff. But what if we're over here, not in alignment with what he has for us, not in alignment and putting God in the center of it, you start your business and you don't pray about it. Maybe there was an idea you were supposed to get, but because you didn't ask God about it, he didn't plant that into you. Or maybe there was money that you wanted to invest and you invested it prematurely. But had you went to God about it, you would have waited. Or maybe you would have got a better deal going somewhere else. You know, haste equals waste. There is a saying in the financial community that when you have an idea, jump on it. When you have an idea, you know, don't waste too much time, get to acting. And I do agree with that. But sometimes when we're too hasty, when we move with too much speed, when we don't consult God or really bring him in and say, hey, is this something that I'm supposed to do? Is this really meant for me? And not saying wait on him forever, but have a little bit of peace and a little bit of stillness and make sure that your intentions are right. And that's what bringing God in the center of it. What are your intentions behind this relationship? What are your intentions behind this business? What are your intentions by moving to another city? Are you going to bring the same bull crap that you were dealing with in the same drama in this city? Because I'm going to tell you this, if anybody's trying to move or trying to escape something, when you move to another city, anything that you're trying to escape is just going to follow you. If your mindset hasn't shifted, if you're not doing it for the right reasons, if you're not a solid, squared away person within yourself, and you haven't dealt with whatever is in that city or in that dynamic, whether it be people, whether it be experiences, whatever, it's just going to follow you. We can't have destination, happiness designation. I forgot what the thing is called. It's like destination happiness or something like that. Like, we can't think that, oh, if I live in Atlanta, I'll be happier when I move to Houston. Because Houston is going to have its own set of problems. Houston is going to have its own dynamics and things and situations. I have to deal with the things in Atlanta before I can say that, hey, my problems aren't going to be over here. So you want to make sure that we keep God in the center of everything that we do. And it's super, super crucial because it will save you a lot of time. It'll save you a lot of money. And then when you are heartbroken or when something does happen, you know you can lean on him and it was there to strengthen you and not to harm you. But too often times we make so many moves and we make so many decisions and we get with people and we entangle ourselves in these situations that God had nothing to do with, that God did not align us to do, that he was like, I don't know why you made that move. Not that he's judging us, not that our blessing is going to be stopped, but we can delay our own blessings. We can get in our own way. We can be our own worst enemy if we're not consulting, if we're not seeking, if we're not really being still and letting it align with our divine purpose, right? So he may be keeping you. So the next part is he may be keeping you from what you want because he's not in it. So I was listening to Pastor Torre, right? And there's something I've been praying on. There's something that I've been doing. And he mentioned in his sermon yesterday, he was like, your intent may be the reason why your blessing is being delayed. Intention, we talked about this already, especially last week. Your intention is key. Your intention is king in a lot of things. And you can say, well, there are some people that do jacked up things and they get what they want, maybe in the short term. It might look like that on the surface, but you have no idea the inner turmoil that's boiling up inside them. You know, intention is everything. That's why the Bible said, God knows my heart. Because why would he, think about this, right? Why would he give you a whole bunch of influence if he knew that the reason why you wanted that influence wasn't rooted in him? Or the reason why you wanted certain things wasn't rooted in him. And he's keeping you from them because you're his. And you could be like, well, this person has it and they're doing a horrible job. The devil hears our prayers too, y'all. And just because people are blessed doesn't mean those blessings come from God. Always remember that. Always remember that you may see somebody with something. And I'm not saying to look down on people with more. But when you see somebody that has a whole bunch of influence or has a whole bunch of something and you're like, well, that person, you know, one, we really don't know. We don't really know their heart behind closed doors. So one, we can't judge. And two, that doesn't mean that blessing came from God. You know, devil hears your prayers too. You know, have you ever dated somebody and you prayed and you're like, oh, and he was everything on your list, but nothing that you needed? Or you were like, why did I thought this is what I wanted, but this ain't nothing like I wanted. Y'all, the devil hears our prayers too. And I'm not saying that the devil is up there plotting or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is there's two different energies going on in the world. There's positive and negative. At the same time, it's duality. I believe that's how the world is balanced. But you can be linked with the wrong things if you don't make sure that you pray about it. You don't make sure that you put God in the center of it. Intention is everything. And don't take your eye off him while you're shopping. Don't take your eye off God while you're in the midst of it. And it can be hard, y'all. It can be hard. It can be very hard when you're being patient, when you're waiting, when you're like, well, Brittany, I've been doing everything right and I'm still not getting my blessing. Maybe your intention is wrong. Like, for instance, right, there is a lot of talk right now about purity culture in the Christian community and how toxic it can be because, and I don't think that being pure is toxic, like wanting to wait until marriage because you're seeking God first. I think that people are not getting the results that they want because they're trying to be pure to get what they want. Does that make sense? Like, you're not being pure in the sense of you're not saving yourself for marriage in order to please God. You're saving yourself in order to get a husband. See how the intention are two different things? There's no point of being celibate and waiting on the man of God if the only reason you're doing it is to get a husband. That is the wrong reason to do things. The reason for somebody to make that decision, or the best reason in my personal opinion, and you do your own research and you talk to God and you see what's best for you, is because they want to honor God. And with honoring God, maybe not, that they'll get a husband. But a lot of people want to are jumping on the God bandwagon because of what they want to receive out of it. Even here, I try to be very intentional with not to try to pimp God, because that's not my intention. The reason why I speak of God so heavily is because I don't know any other way. I don't know any other way. Other ways might work for some people. Not talking about God may work for some people, but I feel like that's what I'm supposed to do. God gave me this platform. God was the one who told me to start this show. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk about God. And if anybody's uncomfortable, it's cool. But in the midst of that, God can be whatever you want it to be for you. I'm not here to push any type of, you know, anything on anyone. I just take my pieces from the Bible, take my pieces from life experience and other things and present it. But that's what I was called to do. So you have to make sure that your intention is good. And your intention has to be so pure that you're willing to even go with that for a period of time. In my personal opinion. But it says, don't take your eyes off God. Your intention is everything, because God knows your heart. What would it profit a man if he gains the entire world but loses his soul? You know, in the midst of that, and it's not to say don't get rich or not to strive to get money, but make sure when you're striving for the money, make sure that when you're striving for the dream, when you're striving for the family, when you're striving for that license and that degree, that God is in the center of it all. Did you pray before you entered into school? Is that even your purpose, your passion, your gifts that God planted you here for to do it? If you feel like you're constantly going against the grain of life, you're out of flow. If every single step you take, and I'm not talking about a season, you guys, there's going to be seasons of hardship. That's just life. There's going to be seasons of turmoil. That is life. But if every single step you take, like when I was on active duty, man, it felt like it was some days were cool, but it constantly felt like I was swimming upstream. It constantly felt like I was leading in the wrong direction. I was just like I wasn't happy. It didn't matter what I did, y'all. I changed my personality. I changed the way I talked. I changed the stuff that I was into. I changed everything about myself to trying to make something work. And sometimes people do that in relationships. I feel it in my spirit to say somebody's changing who they are and what God placed you to be to make a marriage or a situation work. And that's not fair to you, because he didn't bless that. He didn't tell you to be in that. He's telling me to let that marinate for a second. Because he made you exactly who you were supposed to be. Your personality, your quirks, your nerdiness, whatever it is that's different about you that you're changing for somebody else or to make somebody else comfortable, is not what you're supposed to do, because you're supposed to be exactly who he is to be, to live out our purpose and live, or his purpose, and live out our truest gifts to help the world. And that's the biggest goal. And so when we shrink ourselves for these relationships, when we shrink ourselves for these jobs to get this money to live, we're doing ourselves a disservice because he has so much more for you. But because you're trying to hold on to the little tiny bit that you have, you're missing out on abundance. You're missing out on glory. You're missing out on happiness. You're so stuck. And I don't know who this is for. I feel it. Something's telling me to say this. You're so stuck in keeping this man that you're shrinking yourself. You're shrinking you. And that is not what God has for you. Don't tell me where that came from or why I said it. It was just in my spirit, so I said it. I don't know who that was for. He don't give me names. I just speak. Okay. So somebody needs to reevaluate and start being who they are. And when you start being exactly who you are, and I mean in the most beautiful way, right? I'm not talking about your attitude. I'm not talking about being nasty. I'm not talking about the things that we do need to work on and fix within ourselves. But the thing that makes you you, the thing that brightens your spirit, the things that make you smile, the things that light you up, if you are dimming your light to make somebody else feel more comfortable or to fit what they want you to be, you're missing out because you're not being fully on who God intended you to be or who you're supposed to be. So I hope you take that. And that can be with a job as well for some of you, because I was talking to a coworker this weekend, and it's so crazy because life and propaganda and especially the military, I'm just going to say that, they can brainwash you to think that that's the best that you'll do. You're not going to get a better job because we pay the most. You're not going to, there's nothing that you can do better. Because this is the best you're going to get. This is the best job that you're going to get. This is the most pay that you're going to get. This is the most stable you're going to get. They do a great job with making you feel like that's the only thing that's going to bring you money, or that's the only thing that's going to provide you comfort and stability. And we can do that to ourselves in relationships, and people can brainwash us to think that that's the only thing that's the best we can do. And that's not true, because if it was our best, then we would be fulfilled. Even if we were stressed, even if we weren't are happy, you know, happy 24/7, you would be happy majority of the time, if that makes any sense. It would feel right. You know what I mean? It would make sense. Things would fit, things would align. So whoever that is who is dimming themselves down, whoever is in the wrong occupation, start making some changes. Pray about it. If you don't take my word for it, if you don't know if it's you, just pray. God will show you. I tell that to everybody. If you want to know something, if you want things to be revealed for you, if you think your man's cheating on you, if you want to know if you're supposed to be in this relationship, if you want to know if you're supposed to stay in the job, if you want to know if you need to go back to school, pray about it and be still. God will show you. He will show you. He will show you. Chell says, ain't that the truth about the military? I feel like I've been brainwashed for a little, but that's changing. Yeah, I was talking to a friend about that. And they were like, well, you know, I have bills to pay. And I said, so God sent you on this planet. This is what I want people that's really like, well, I can't leave this job. I need this money. I need to pay my bills. Let's break it down. So you mean to tell me God brought you down here and only gave you one opportunity to make some money? It's people on this planet that have millions and billions of dollars. And you mean to tell me God is only going to bless you with one job, that you're just supposed to be happy being miserable? I don't serve that God. I don't serve that God. And if you think that, and that's another thing that the book talked about, is that people, some poor people, and when I say poor, I mean mindset, is poor people commit to thinking that that's all that they can do, like they can only do one thing, or that God, like the universe isn't big enough, and there's so much out here to be had. Let me actually find exactly what it said. It says, I'll give you guys a breakdown of some of the chapters. Rich people think big, poor people think small. Rich people commit to being rich, poor people want to be rich. Let's see. Rich people focus on opportunity. Poor people focus on obstacles. There was one that was very rich people are bigger than their problems. Poor people are smaller than their problems. You guys need to get this book. If you have not, if you guys have not read this book, if you have not listened to this book, The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind will change your outlook on so much. So much. Crystal says, I've been holding on to this career because of the money, but my heart is of the ministry for ministry. Then start. Because my whole thing, Crystal, is look, with the military, the pay is awesome, but it's comfortable. They got everybody comfortable. Some of us got to get out of our comfort zone. It's uncomfortable when you let it go, but it's so comfortable, y'all, when the 1st and the 15th used to roll around, baby. Didn't even matter if I was broke on the 14th. The 15th, I had money. Or at least, actually, on the 14th, I had money because I would get paid a day early. It's great feeling being comfortable, but they trap you in that comfort. And you can't grow when you're in your comfort zone. That's another thing that I think Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts was talking about in the last night in the evening. And Pastor Torrey Roberts was talking about that too. Why are we trying to be comfortable, y'all? Being comfortable in your at 30 for what? For what? When we're going to live to 89 years old if God says the same. Tell me why being comfortable is important. Because it's not going to do anything but keep you stagnant. It's not going to do anything but keep you on the same track, going the same way. They do that for a reason. They make you very, very comfortable. Y'all, they pay for everything. They make you so comfortable that it's painful to leave. And I'll attest to that. It's not, Crystal, it's not an easy transition sometimes, leaving something so comfortable and so on time and you know, it never fails. It's always there, 1st and the 15th. But when you're miserable, and I'm not saying that this is your experience, Crystal. I'm just saying for me. But I was miserable, you guys. I had all the money. I was able to pop bottles. I was able to go to strip club, make it rain. Yes, I'm telling on myself. And that's okay. I personally don't think that there's anything wrong with them. They're getting boring, but that's another topic for a different day. Pop bottles, go on vacations, red bottoms, Louis Vuitton bag. I did it all. BMWs, plural. All that was great, right? But that was weekend time. That was off time, but Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. or actually longer than that, from like 4:30 a.m. till about 5:30 p.m., 6 p.m., I was miserable. I don't think that's what the life God has for you. Bryson says, I believe everything is up to your perspective and mindset, positive or negative. Yeah, but there is a specific mindset when it comes to being comfortable, when it comes to being stagnant, when it comes to being out of alignment with what you're supposed to do, being out of alignment with the person that you're supposed to be with, being out of alignment with God's purpose for you. So it is about mindset when it comes to negative or positive, but we create that is the whole point of this. You create what you focus on. What you focus on grows. So if you do have a negative mindset, then more negativity will come to you. If you have a positive mindset, more positive will come to you. Nana says, I listened to a podcast where they were interpreting this as having a fixed mindset. Poor people have a fixed mindset. The growth mindset is rich people. Mm-hmm. Chris, you're firing me up on this. I really want to talk about this because this is key. When is the last time you checked in with God? When's the last time you've asked him, hey, we good, right? I'm on the right path. You've listened. You've checked in with your intuition. You're making sure you're in the right career path. You're with the right person. Because being yoked up with the wrong person and having that person's offspring, y'all. Especially men. I got some men up here listening. Y'all need to be even more careful because you guys cause so many problems for yourself sometimes when you link up with the wrong person because you were in your, and I hate to be, I'm not trying to be churchy, y'all. I promise I'm not trying to be churchy. Because I was about to say, when you're in your flesh, I'm not trying to be churchy. But I feel like sometimes men don't think about it enough. Like women, I feel like are being a lot more cautious and a lot more careful. Men have the tendency to just spread their seeds without really thinking too much of it. It's just kind of like, well, if she get pregnant, she get pregnant. It's like, whoa, that's your legacy. That's your the rest of your life. Like, why is that so? Like, it baffles me when men are like, well, yeah, I'll have a baby with her, but I won't marry her. What? Why would you even want to impregnate a woman that you wouldn't want to marry? You're signing up for the rest of your life either way. Either way. And one of them, at least you can exit out the back door if things don't go as planned for you. But the other one, you're locked in for life. So that's, I don't understand that mindset at all. Destiny says, I was thinking about when you said, if you want to know if someone is for you, pray and ask God. And I did that and he was removed immediately. I'm telling you, come on, Destiny, with a testimony. And you know what? Even though it hurts at the time that it happens, it's for your greater good. He's clearing it out. He's clearing out stuff so you can get exactly what's for you. So you can get the better for you. It works, y'all. I'm telling you. And you know what's crazy though? Sometimes we can be such in the negative mind space, because I had to knock myself out of this, where we're so used to that prayer removing people that we have to pray and be ready for people to stay. I almost sabotaged my relationship because I was so worried about this and praying like, hey, if it isn't for me, show me. And every time what he would show me was the opposite. You know how many times I prayed over this relationship, y'all? I'm going to be quiet because he upstairs, he might be listening. You know how many times I had to pray about my current situation? Not that it was too good to be true, no. But I had so many things in my past who have shown me when people weren't and showed me who wasn't meant for me, that I was almost not ready to when I did pray the prayer, that the opposite would happen. So we have to be prepared for the opposite to happen. That God will show us that we're supposed to stay in something, that God will show us to keep going, that God will show us that it's meant to be, that God will show us that we're on the right path. You know, sometimes we can be so tainted and you know, have the negative mindset, like Bryson said, that we're always seeking the negative. I was always like just waiting for something. It's like, praying and waiting. And the opposite happened every time I prayed. Just made me want to be with them even more. So we have to remember that too, is, you know, we can't be on so much of the defense that we don't see when he is telling us this is right. This is what you're supposed to do. This is where you're supposed to be. This is the right career path. Even when things don't look, or you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's faith. Faith without works is dead, okay? But faith, I don't know why I said that. I'm in the key and on faith. Jill says that shrinking message is for me and I ain't mad at it at all. Jill, Ms. Debbie says, wow, deep, thank you. Being a celibate or practicing abstinence is not only to honor God, but is also to prevent the risk of becoming a single mother. I love that. Purple love, but that's a good intention. Do you understand what I mean? That is a good intention. I myself fell victim into the, oh, well, if I stay celibate, I'll get a husband. That's toxic, because that's not what that's for. You're doing that the right way. You know, but there's a lot of women out here that are like, oh, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this until I find my husband, until I'm married. And y'all do y'all own research, but there's been evidence. Maybe I can't speak on it because it ain't for me to speak on. I'll let the people that have already spoke on that speak on it. Y'all just go look for that content if you want it. But this is a great reason to be celibate or practice abstinence, to honor God, not to get a husband. And that's what our society, you know, especially in the purity culture, have like preached. Oh, if you do these things, you'll get a husband. You know, if you wait, you'll get a husband. That's not necessarily true. You're supposed to wait because that's what you feel like God has called you to do, or to honor him. That has nothing to do with getting a husband. Does that make sense? Ms. Debbie says, yep, as I grow older and wiser, I want more of what God wants for me and not what I want. Yeah, because when we want it, it's cool in the moment. When we get what we want, it's cool. We be like, yeah. But then the glitter dulls out a little bit. Then it's just like, then you're chasing the next thing. But when you are aligned with what God has for you, you get full on the inside. You feel so much peace and fulfillment and happiness and just a lot. It just feels great. Then you're on a high of life and you don't have to have anything tangible. The tangible things are the icing on the cake. But when you do what you're truly aligned for and what you're meant for, and when you align with a person and you align with the career, and when you align with your goals, when you align with God, that's where the real happiness comes from. That's where the real fulfillment comes from. That's when the achievements are sweet. That's when the celebrations are just like abundant. That's when things are like, ooh, this feels good. I agree. It's very hard to be patient. Absolutely. It is. It is. But would you rather wait a year or two and get exactly what's meant for you? Or would you rather take matters into your own hands and be with the wrong individual, wrong career, or the wrong degree in 10 years and have to start over? You know, in the midst of it, what we have to do is keep working on ourselves, keep building ourselves. When we're waiting on God, we're not supposed to just sit around and just go, just waiting on God. Nope, not doing nothing. I'm just waiting on God. No, we prepare. You know, when you're waiting on that man, prepare, get some hobbies, start really exploring who you are. Start really going, no, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is who I am. These are my limits. These are my boundaries. This is what I see for myself. This is what I want. So then when that man does come and he tells you what he wants and shows you who he is and presents himself, you can be like, yep, that's it. Because that aligns with what I've been praying for, or aligns with God was showing me I was going to get. But if we just sit around and we don't work on ourselves, or we don't update our resumes, or we don't, you know, apply to the school, if we don't keep studying, if we don't keep growing and developing and getting ourselves to the next level, the reason why you may not have somebody at that level, because that wasn't the level you were supposed to meet him at. Maybe we're supposed to meet him on the next level or two levels up. Does that make sense? So in the midst of this, continue in the patience, continue to work on you. Continue, because when you start filling your cup up, you start glowing on the inside. When you grow your confidence, when you start doing the things that you love to do and you have so much more to talk about, you become way more interesting as a woman. You know, some of us just go to work and go home. Go to work, go home. Go to work, go home. Go to work, go home. These men be having hobbies, y'all. These men be in the gym. They be out there playing basketball and linking up with their friends and going out and getting out the house. And our little homebody selves, go to work, go home. Go to work, go home. And if you work at home, you home all day. You home all day. Imagine how boring that is. Like, what spice are you bringing to your own life? Where's the spice for his life? Where's the spice for her life? You know, where's the spice for your life? Why, you know, we can't wait on a man to make our lives more exciting or to have something to talk about. No, girl, I went to this dance class, and I learned this. And you know, when you sit down and when you go on these dates and you talk to these men, well, what do you like to do for fun? Oh, I love to go to the park and I love to do this. You become way more interesting because you filled up your cup. You glow with enthusiasm and over your own life. And he's like, wow, I want a piece of that. That girl is exciting. That girl is fun. That girl she's interesting. You know what I mean? But if you just, oh, no, I don't do nothing. I just, you know, I work. I used to think that was okay. Y'all, my relationship coach was like, girl, no. What? Especially when what you love to do becomes your work. Like, especially with ladies, when we turn our passion into our paycheck, or when we turn our passion and our hobbies into our full-time careers, or when we start pursuing them full-time, it does feel like now that your hobby becomes your job, you still need to do other things to fill up your cup. And maybe those aren't monetary things. You know, ladies, I want us to get it out of the habit of thinking that everything that we love has to have a paycheck attached to it, or we need to turn it into a business. No, sometimes you just want to go paint. Sometimes you just want to go do something just because you like to do it. You know, sometimes you want to just read a book because you just enjoy book reading. We don't always have to make money off of everything that we love. And I think that sometimes we often can do that to ourselves, to where we're just so focused on money and we're so in our masculine energy. And what I mean by masculine energy is not a male or female thing, but when you're pursuing your goals and your endeavors, that's more masculine energy. When you're in creative flow, that's more feminine energy, right? So it's not about male or female. It's about what type of energy are you bringing to the situation? How do you complement that man's masculinity? If that makes any sense. So we want to make sure that we're constantly filling our cups and we're constantly doing the things that we're developing ourselves to get in alignment. We're spirit, you know, spending time with God. We're doing the things that bring us joy and happiness. We're filling our cups, even if it's something like, man, I like going to Target and walking around, or just, you know, we've had some really beautiful days in Atlanta. If the ones that lived in Atlanta, did y'all even go outside this weekend and feel the air and the sunlight and the vitamin D and the, you know, we had an amazing weekend this weekend in Atlanta. Good morning, y'all. So we have to really make sure that we are doing everything in our power just to enjoy life, because God forbid I, you know, knock on wood, where wood at? Knock on wood that I pass away next year, you know, and I never get to get married. Why am I going to wait to live my life to my fullest potential to get married? And God forbid that may never happen. Does that make sense? Or I'm waiting around on this. Maybe that might not be in the cards. So until you find out, keep living, keep filling, keep striving, keep doing the things that bring you joy, keep aligning with God, keep praying, keep, you know, nurturing your other relationships outside of romantic. You know, go spend time with your friends, go meet different people, explore, get outside your comfort zone, go take a trip. You know, my homegirl was like, oh, I want to take a trip this year. She was like, you want to go with me to the beach? And I was like, have you ever been on a trip by yourself? And mind you, she's in her 40s. And she was like, no, I never did that. I said, I think that you should go on this trip. She invited me. I said, I think that this is something that you should do alone, because the goal that you have is to get something finished. And this is another thing that you can do. Say if there's a project, a book you want to write, or something you want to get out, but you feel like home is too distracting or whatever, take yourself on a staycation or a mini vacation by yourself to lock yourself in, to get the creative juices flowing, to get your book written or whatever. And that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to write her book, and she invited me on her trip. And I said, knowing us, knowing me, I like to talk. If you're going to bring me somewhere, I'm going to talk. I'm not the girl to invite to a study session. I learned that in college. I'm not the girl that goes to, I don't like studying in groups because I'm a talker. I'm going to want to talk more than I want to study, and more than I want to do work. That's just not that girl for that group. So you taking me on your trip is not going to fulfill your purpose of your trip. I said, you know what? I think you should take that trip by yourself. And she was like, yeah, I've never been. Take trips by yourself, ladies. When have you ever done anything like that? And if the answer is no, then you should. Men too. Go somewhere alone. Enjoy you, learn you, figure you out, align with God. Then you'll have way more discernment when things happen and people pop up and jobs and all types of stuff. Hey, Kyra, good morning. Kyra says, we have to give ourselves the opportunity to grow and go after the dream that God has given each of us. At least then you can say you gave it a shot. It won't be easy, but worth it. And you will. Like, if you shoot for the stars, you're going to hit some. But if you shoot for the trees, you're going to hit the ground. that's why I'm waiting until I get married. And that's a beautiful thing, but make sure that it's pure. And then also there's a video I think that's very interesting to watch. And it's the, it's something about being a church girl. I really think that every woman should really listen to that video. I know Yanni, Real Talk with Yanni, reviewed it, and it was a really good eye-opening video. I won't get into it on this podcast because this has really nothing to do with it, but I feel like anybody that's in church that's having a hard time finding a man, right? If you're a super church girl having a hard time finding a man, you really need to listen to that. That is like a 30-minute video by an older woman. And I really think it's very enlightening and eye-opening to a lot of issues that women are facing in church and why they can't be matched and why they're having a hard time connecting with men. And I really think that that's a great, great video to watch. If I find it, I'll share it on my my community page. But it was very eye-opening, and somebody outside looking in, because I never considered myself a church girl, I can see where there can be obstacles, especially when you're celibate. Kiki says, being celibate does not automatically give you a good husband as, hello, as a consolation prize. Stop toxic religious lies. Exactly. I agree, Kiki. Nobody says, I marry my UPS guy. Well, that's true. And women, we be passing up some good men because they don't look like, never mind. We ain't going, that's a whole different topic for a different day. I won't get into it. Latoya says, I'm seriously driving to work thinking about turning in my 2-week notice because of the commute is taking such a toll on my mental health and physical health too. Well, Latoya, and I will challenge you in the midst of that, start applying to new jobs. Beef up, start working on your resume, work on your cover letter, start going after the jobs that you want. So then when you quit, you can do a transition versus, you know, having to figure out what's going on. You know what I mean? Like in the midst of, when you guys know that there's something going on that you don't want or that you don't like or that you don't align with, in the midst of that, that's when you go and apply. And that's when you, you know, start seeking. If you're in a relationship, wait till that relationship is over. Of course, I'm not saying go shopping while you're still in a situation. I think that that's disrespectful. But while you're, you know, while you're in the midst of this and you know you don't really like this, find something else. Find something else, but make sure you pray about it and make sure you're not supposed to be there. Because sometimes if you read the book, The Alchemist, sometimes we go through stages and we're at certain places to learn certain things about ourselves that are going to help us on our journey later on. So be mindful of that. Kiki says, yes, that mentality of won't buy a house until I get married, or I won't go to certain places because that's where I want to go for my honeymoon. Yeah. Why are we holding ourselves back from something that could potentially bring us happiness? You know, honestly, me buying my house before I got married was actually a big blessing. It was a big blessing. And I'm so happy I did it. So happy I did it. And it didn't stop me from getting a man. FYI, because I know that that's out there too. Like, oh, if you get a house, then a man ain't going to want to. That's not true. Charlene says, I'm going on my first solo trip ever. Yes, it's still local, but I'm going to test it out and try it. So happy for you, Charlene. So happy for you. Good morning, Kyra. And then Latoya says, pray about it and God will give you the answer. Absolutely. Absolutely. But yes, in the midst of this, good morning, Vanessa. In the midst of this, you guys, I hope that we are doing an aligning and being exactly what we want. But remember, rich people create their lives and poor people let life happen to them. And we can take every ounce of responsibility. Please, 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 you guys, listen to The Science of a Millionaire, The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. That book, excuse me, y'all, is life-changing. And it's life-changing. I've shared it on the community page. Make sure you guys check that out. And if you're in the midst of something, ask God to bring you some knowledge, some peace, all of the above. Kiamber says, good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Kiamber. I need to pray to God because I thought I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I don't think it's for me anymore. Pray. Entrepreneurship is not a walk in the park, but pray and ask him and you'll know. You'll know. Good morning and happy Monday. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed Monday. I hope you guys got something out of this topic. I pray that you guys have a little bit more peace and direction today. Pray, you guys. Make sure God is in the center of it. Make sure your intentions are pure. Make sure that you are doing what you feel you are called to do, because God has aligned you with that. Okay. I love you guys so much for watching. Thank you guys so much. I will see you guys tomorrow and have a beautiful and blessed day. Bye, y'all.